Good afternoon. It's good to see all your faces. Let me read some verses to you about God's promises. The first one is from 2 Peter. This is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you at the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, this is extra. You know that you can't get more grace. And you know that you can't get more peace because Jesus is our peace. So all the peace that Jesus has, we have. All the grace of God's ours in Christ. But when he talks about peace and grace being multiplied, he's talking about your experience. There can be not just an addition, but a multiplication of your experience and my experience of the peace of Christ and the grace of God. That's exciting to me. So that's what I want. I want to be on the multiplication part, not just the addition part. Seeing that his divine power has granted to you everything that pertains to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, that by them you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. So he just said earlier in verse 3 that we already have, he's granted to us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And everything means everything. So everything that pertains to life and living life in a godly way has already been granted to you. But he talks about, through the magnificent promises, partaking of the divine nature. The reason that you have everything that pertains to life and godliness is because you are a possessor of the divine nature. You are in Christ. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ. And his nature is now in union with you. It's your new nature. His nature is your nature. But there's a difference between possessing something and partaking of something. If Gail makes me an apple pie, I'm a possessor of the apple pie. But until I cut a piece of the apple pie and taste it, I'm not a partaker of it. You with me? And so he says, we experience the divine nature as a result of the precious promises of God. Obviously, as we believe, there's a multiplication of our experience of grace and a multiplication of our experience of peace. We partake of the divine nature through these precious promises. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, great scripture, verse 20. For as many as may be the promises of God. Wow, I wonder how many that is. I mean, when you think about the Bible, how many, not just the promises you feel like God's made you, that's not what he says here, but as many as may be the promises of God. So you think of all the promises and all the covenants, all the promises of God in scripture. He says, for as many as may be the promises of God in Christ, they are yes. Wherefore also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us. So all the promises of God, as many as there are, they're yes in Christ. So they are in Christ, and God's already said yes to them. Now we often, Christians often, plead with God about certain promises they're claiming, that God would keep those things in their life, would fulfill those promises. But this scripture says that they are already yes in Christ. You don't have to beg God to keep his promises. They're already yes in Christ. He calls them precious promises in that verse we read just a minute ago. But let me show you something else about what it means by the promises of God are yes in Christ. This is from Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, talking about God's covenant, his covenant with Abraham. This says, now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. If you look it up in Genesis, he uses the word descendant, but this is the word seed, offspring, seed. He does not say into seeds, plural, as referring to many, but rather to one. And to your seed, all the promises of God were spoken to Abraham, and to your seed, verse 16, that is Christ. Christ is the seed of Abraham. Verse 19, why the law then? It was added because of transgressions. having been ordained through angels and the agency of a mediator until the seed, Jesus, should come to whom all the promises have been made. Now, we partake of the divine nature. We possess the divine nature. But we partake of that divine nature. We experience it through the promises. And he says all the promises of God are yes in Christ. Now, here's why. All the promises of God are to Christ. All the promises, God made them to Christ. They're yes in Christ and to his seed. The promises were made to him. And because you're in him, you get to experience it. You're not having to do something to earn the promises, to achieve the promises, to put God on the spot so he has to keep the promises. All the promises were made to Christ and to this incarnate Jesus, this forever God-man. And you're in union with his humanity. All the promises are yes to him. And because you're in union with him, you get to experience all the promises that are made to Jesus. And therefore, what's my part? Trust in Jesus. Just keep believing one step at a time. Keep trusting because all the promises of God are yes in him. And by him is the amen. Now, the word amen literally means if you're saying amen, Bill says amen, he's going, it's so. And if I go, yep, amen, that means, and let it be so. In other words, all the promises of God are yes in Christ, and he's the one who makes it so in your experience, to the glory of God through him. Now, I don't know about you, but that takes the pressure off of me, of trying to earn or perform enough so that I can get some promises. And that's what the church teaches a lot. They get people bent back towards themselves, throw themselves back on themselves, but it's by grace through faith. The whole Christian life is by grace through faith. Just like he received him by grace through faith, walk in him. So all the promises were made to Jesus. I've now been joined to him, and therefore I get to experience all the promises of God just by simply walking in faith in him, just trusting him, keeping my eyes on him, the author and the perfecter of faith. Christianity is Jesus. I love what it says later in that same chapter in Galatians 3. Verse 26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ. Usually you'll ask the person, so you've been baptized? Or you'll say that person was baptized. Or people can come receive communion if they've been baptized. Paul doesn't just say baptized. He says you were baptized into Christ. He wasn't baptized into us. We know he lives in us. Because we've been baptized into him, we're in union. It's kind of like if you put a sponge and you dipped it in water, the sponge is in the water and the water is in the sponge because you're in Christ, Christ is in you. But he said if all of us who have been baptized into Christ, into his existence, woven into the fabric of his existence, he says because you've been baptized into Christ, you have clothed yourself with Jesus. Oh, so the Father and the Spirit treat me as if I were Jesus? They see me in Christ? Yep. And that's why all the promises that are his are mine. Because I've clothed myself with Christ. I've been woven into the fabric of his existence. And because of that, he's woven into the fabric of my existence. Let me just say this to you. So many Christians want to know the deep things of God. But the scripture says, unless you become like a little child, and that's the word, not just child, little child, you'll not explore the kingdom. God never intended to make it deep and difficult and complicated. He intended it to be so simple, that a little child can get it. What happens is we grow up and get educated and get so intelligent that we make it so complicated, not only can we not understand it, but nobody else can understand it when we talk about it. Paul's praying to the church in Laodicea that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance, all the wealth, talking about spiritual wealth, comes from the full assurance and understanding resulting from a true knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. The mystery, there is a mystery, and it's so simple. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. All the promises are yes in him because all the promises are made to him, and because you're in him, they're all yours. So we just keep our eyes on him. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.